Well, good afternoon, everyone, or evening, or wherever you are in the world. We are delighted to join you now, all of us together, as one crucible of great light energies to be of service to the world at this time. John won't be joining us this afternoon. We had a big family doings yesterday, so we still have house guests. So I'm happy to be here. Wouldn't miss this for the world. So our facilitator today is Ann Crawford, and so I will just turn it over to her.
Hi everybody, it's such an honor to be here with all of you beautiful, bright, beaming star light creatures. I want to thank Joan and John and Milena and Kim and Katie and Leanne and Joe and Jana and everyone who helps pull this together week after week, month after month, so beautifully. And I want to give a special thanks to Kathleen, who helped me some, and especially by answering a bunch of questions the other night, just putting the structure together. And I also want to thank each and every person in our group, because we couldn't do this alone. What we do together is so much more powerful than what any of us could do on our own. And today I'm focusing on creating, a lot like Soila did last week, but from a different perspective. And her refresh was beautiful, powerful, masterful. And this too is also about manifesting, with an emphasis on moving through anything we're stuck in. I'm calling on the elementals and a whole bunch of beautiful star beings to help us. It's about living our purpose, our soul's calling, and our mission. And this is a full meditation. This is pretty much what I do every day, and grounding cords and everything. So if you've done that already today, here's another one, even more powerful because we're all together. And it's a compilation. It's a compilation of most of the things we already do, with a few things done differently and a bunch of things added on. And just so you know, I do things in threes. So most everything will come in a three, which is the activating number. And just before we start, I wanted to show you this painting behind me. Most of you know I'm 6 feet tall, so this is how big this is. I have a 6 foot wingspan, so there are 10 dolphins and the Eye of Horus and a whole bunch of symbols across the bottom. And it was painted by Chrisanne Brennan, who was Steve Jobs' girlfriend and the mother of their child. And she is plugged in. She actually sold it to me, and then she said, I need it back. And that's when she painted the Eye of Horus in. So the dolphins wanted to be with us today. So again, before we start, what is your frequency? What are you vibrating at right now? Just wanted you to check in and just see where you're at. Of course, this group is off the charts already all the time. So take a deep breath and drop your grounding cord right into the Earth Star. And bring it up through the first chakra, looping, and then back down the grounding cord into the Earth Star. And then bring it up into the second chakra, looping down back into the Earth Star. And then into the third chakra. Back down into the earth star. And then into the heart chakra. Looping down back into the earth star. And then activate the first triad, second triad, third triad, and fourth triad. And pull the undifferentiated light down through the soul star and into the heart. And then looping again up from the earth star to the first chakra and down. And then up to the second chakra again. And down. And up to the third chakra. Back down. And up to the fourth chakra. And back down. And then once again, pull the undifferentiated light from high above us through the soul star and into the heart chakra. And then looping up again from the earth star through the third chakra, first chakra, and back down. And then up to the second chakra and back down. And up to the third chakra and back down. And up to the fourth, the heart chakra, and back down. And then the undifferentiated light through the soul star and into the heart once again. And this time, I want you to take, if you want to, all of this is voluntary. Take four strands of light from the earth star and loop through each of the four chakras together. And then back down the grounding cord to the earth star. And then the light through the soul star into the heart. And then once again, the four cords through the four lower chakras and back down the grounding cord and into the earth star. And once again, the light, the undifferentiated light through the soul star and into the heart. And then last time, the four cords of light through the first four chakras, down into the earth star, and down into the center of the earth, the light-filled center of the earth. And say hello to the Christed matrix in the heart, in the earth star, and in the earth. And now let your light garment float over you, over your whole physical being, with the fire letters emblazoned on them, Yod, He, Vav, He. I don't remember who said this, but somebody said this, the 3D world is rendered completely ineffective and we are now sovereign in all of our bodies. And now sit in the Merkaba, which spins at 100% of the speed of light. And now it's spinning at 130% of the speed of light. And we're in our personal, upgraded, expanded, turbocharged version of our light vehicle. And now set a sphere around you, around your body. And now expand it to surround your house or however big you want it to be, your neighborhood, your apartment building, however big you want that sphere to be. And breathe in love and light. And breathe out love and light. Breathe in love and light. And breathe out love and light. Breathe in love and light. And breathe out love and light to the whole sphere, lighting it up so that it's a sun on our block, in our neighborhood, lighting up the world. And now open the crown chakra, even bigger than it's ever been. And repeat with me three times the zamas. Zama, zama, oza, rakama, ozai. Zama, zama, oza, rakama, ozai. Zama, zama, oza, rakama, ozai. And now we enter the crucible one by one, sitting in a big circle with each one of us at 12 o'clock. As we're all gathering in our crucible, we remember, as Melchizedek said to us, we are a power to be reckoned with. And inside our crucible circle is our inner circle, so to speak. This is our crew, as the kids would say. And we're still at 12 o'clock, like a necklace class with different strands of the necklace. So the strand on the inside could be Yeshua. Mine is Yeshua, Mary, Mother Mary, Anna, several of our archangels, Sanat Kumara, Archangel Michael. And I want to invite Sarah, the daughter of Mary and Yeshua, so it said. So here we have the maiden, the mother, the matriarch, and the crone, and a whole lot of felons, and whoever else you want in there, and bow to them as they bow to you. And around these two circles is the company of heaven, archangelics, all of our loved ones who have crossed over, whispering to us, encouraging us. And this stretches for miles, this company of heaven, these circles. And overhead is our light being, our light family, our star family, as if they're sitting in a giant galactic amphitheater that also stretches for miles and miles. So if anybody ever says to us, yeah, you and what army? This is our army of light beings. Perhaps thousands, maybe even millions of beings. This is our support system. This is who surrounds us. We can do anything. And now, right in front of you, in the center of all these circles, picture something, a symbol of what you do in the world and of what you want to manifest in the world. And place it in the middle of a cube. This symbol is a physical symbol of our mission, our soul calling, and it has a color, maybe even many colors. And this is mine. Right there, if you want to look at that, that's my symbol. We can do anything that's part of our mission, our soul calling, whatever this is, in the center of this cube. Around the cube are the elementals, earth, air, fire, water. And we'll return to them and the cube in just a few minutes. Right now, breathe in golden Christ light into your heart and through your crown, however you want to breathe it in. And now breathe in golden Christed liquid light and now breathe in golden Christed nectar. And now breathe in emerald light. And now emerald liquid light. And now emerald nectar. And let it linger in any part of your physical being that wants some extra attention, that needs healing perhaps, it just needs some emerald love right now. And now breathe in magenta light. And magenta liquid light. And now magenta nectar, filling all of our physical being and all of our bodies. And out to the sphere that we created. This is the light that we transmit. This is why people follow us around the grocery store without even knowing why. And this is why sometimes even the sun wants to move over and bask in us for a while. Before we go to the pillar of light, Let's go back to the cube where that physical symbol of our mission sits. And let's expand that cube to fit inside the sphere. So it's just inside the sphere with the corners almost touching it. Around the cube and the sphere are the elementals of earth, air, fire, and water. And they're there to help dislodge anything that might have gotten in our way. They help us unstick from the mud, float on the water currents, burn away the dross, and get in the airflow. So that's happening while we expand our pillar down to the center of the earth and up. So if it goes down about 4,000 miles, it's about 8,000 miles tall. And with us sitting right in the middle, we and it are more powerful and more radiant than we and it have ever been before. Let it lift us up higher and higher and brighter and brighter, more radiant and ever more radiant, the most light ever that we've ever been shining in and through and as us and out into the world. Many years ago, Jim Self told us that all the thoughts, every thought, stay in the atmosphere. They go into the atmosphere on Earth and they stay there. Our light pillars pierce that level and transform those thoughts. We are changing things. And I want to share with you, I have a master lightworker friend who lives in Turkey. She's from Canada. And around the time that we started working with the pillars, she said to me, I suddenly see pillars of light all over the place, like scaffolding. I said, oh, really? So we are noticed. We are powerful. Now for a moment, return to the symbol in the center of the cube in the sphere. And think of one aspect of your mission that you'd like to see accomplished in the next month or so. Could be something big, it could be something small, but something recognizable. And feel it as done. Now I want to share with you something else. I have had the honor of traveling the world a lot. And one place I've been to was inside Mount Shasta, where I met people who looked like this. And somebody brought this little being to the last light conference in Arkansas. And that's who I see. So they had me in there once and many times, but the first time they had me on a healing table and I finally said to them, you know, I'm really good in the spiritual realms. I'm not so great in 3D. Do you have any words of wisdom for me? And they said, love more. I said, well, duh. No, they said, love more with every sip of water, with every breath you take, with every bite of food, with every politician. Walk into a 7-Eleven and light it up. That's your job. Love more all day, every day, in everything you do. And I saw them a few months ago, and I asked them for a message again, and they said that again. I said, you keep saying that. And they said, it doesn't change. Just do that. And then I've been to Crestone recently, where I saw some amber beings who look like this. They look Egyptian, except they have much bigger eyes than this. And I asked them if they had anything. Well, I didn't ask. They said things without being asked. Now, one of them in particular looked at me in the eyes and said, light worker, be light in your heart. Be light in your heart, lighten and brighten up. The hard lifting is done. Play more. So love more and play more. And that's basically all we have to do. Although it's not about doing, it's not even about right thinking anymore. It's about being. So be the person who has accomplished this mission, this recognizable piece of mission, with ease and grace. We came to shine our light in a very specific way that only each one of us can do. And the whole world, maybe even the whole universe, has been awaiting us. So now I'm just wondering again, what's your frequency? And what are you vibrating in? And so it is. Blessed be. Let's do this thing, whatever this thing may be for you. And please sit in the power and the quiet as long as you like. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We thank everyone for joining us in this service project. Continue to sit if you are so guided. We are one, united in one massive crucible of light, ever transmitting the highest frequency from our physicality and our light body in the highest form to benefit Mother Earth and all of humanity. Blessings, everyone. Blessings.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne.